Congress puts the brakes on the Light Squared deployment. Maine lawmakers decide they really do want aviation business. And airliners may soon taxi using just their APUs. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Monday, June 27th, 2011. The Coalition to Save Our GPS has scored a victory in the fight to stop the deployment of the Light Squared Terrestrial Broadband Service, which would have come at the expense of some GPS functionality in the U.S. The House of Representatives Appropriations Committee Thursday approved an action that would stop the Federal Communications Commission from expending any funds related to Light Squared's conditional waiver until all concerns have been resolved about interference with GPS. Jim Kirkland, founding member of the coalition and VP and General Counsel of Trimble, commented, quote, GPS is a vital national resource fundamental to our economy, national security, and to virtually every industry sector. Business, consumers, and the government will be hobbled if the FCC proceeds on this path with Light Squared. The vote puts teeth into legislation that will protect government and private GPS users from Light Squared's proposal, unquote. The deployment was fast-tracked by the FCC, in part to move forward with an Obama administration priority to address the so-called digital divide and bring higher internet access speeds into sparsely populated areas. The Maine legislature passed a budget last week that eliminates taxes on aircraft maintenance, the sale of aircraft and parts, and an onerous use tax, and puts Maine back on a level playing field for aviation taxes with other northeastern states. Maine had a reputation for tracking down airplane owners and charging them a use tax if they brought their planes to the state for more than 20 days in the first year of ownership for any purpose other than maintenance. The tax amounted to 5% of the value of the airplane. It also collected a 5% tax on parts sold at Maine maintenance facilities, which sent owners to other states where no tax was collected. Media sources, including the Bangor Daily News, report that a single sentence in the state's 620-page budget document eliminates those taxes. The Maine government estimates it will cost the state a little over $600,000 a year, but independent studies indicate that other states which have enacted tax exemptions have seen growth in jobs and other revenue. The impact may not take long to assess. The owner of Maine Aviation Corporation told the Associated Press that he intends to begin construction on two new hangars and add 40 people to his workforce. The exemption is also expected to attract aviation-related businesses to the recently closed Brunswick Naval Air Station, which is now under private management by the Midcoast Regional Redevelopment Authority. The new Kestrel Aircraft Company has already located at the former Navy facility, and the authority is hopeful of attracting more businesses. U.S.-based Honeywell and the French company Safran have signed a memo of understanding to create a joint venture to develop a system which would allow airliners to taxi using electric motors on the main gear, powered by an aircraft's auxiliary power unit. The partners say that could save up to 4% of the fuel used by the industry and the associated carbon emissions. Tim Mahoney, president and chief executive officer of Honeywell Aerospace, commented, quote, "When it comes to solving big, weighty challenges for our customers, Honeywell and Safran have unmatched track records for innovation and execution. By using the new electric green taxiing system to provide the power needed for ground-level maneuvering, Honeywell and Safran can save our airline customers several $100,000 per aircraft per year," unquote. The companies say the new partnership capitalizes on Honeywell's auxiliary power experience and Safran's landing gear systems. Both companies will contribute expertise in electric power, mechanical systems, and systems integration. A limo driver told me once that drunk passengers pay bigger tips, but you have to clean the car more often. You might not want to count on that business model if you make your living doing charter flights. Canada's Transportation Safety Board has completed its investigation of the crash of a Cessna 185 float plane into a river in British Columbia. The pilot departed Tofino, BC, with three passengers who were described as intoxicated, but able to walk and even argue about the fare. They had boarded with a small amount of baggage, several bottles of liquor, a case of beer, and some personal effects. While in cruise flight, the plane entered a 45-degree nose-down attitude and hit the water. There were no survivors. The wreckage was recovered and showed no pre-crash mechanical problems. The pilot was wearing a lap belt but no shoulder belt, and the pilot's seat back had no mechanism for locking it in place. Investigators believe a rear seat passenger put his foot against the pilot's seat back, forcing the pilot against the instrument panel in a position in which he lacked the leverage to push himself back, which also pushed in the yoke and put the plane into a dive. The report says it's also possible the passenger's level of intoxication contributed to their inability to recognize the gravity of the situation and stop the interference in time for the pilot to regain control before impact. Up next on ANN, Diamond is flying its new hybrid electric plane. Airbus stages a flash mob at Le Bourget. And is there a collector's black market for lunar dust? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, June 27th. I'm Paul Platt. One of the announcements coming out of last week's Paris Air Show was a new sales record for ATR, 88 planes ordered since the first of this year. I'm not sure that saving up 6 months' worth of orders to announce in June is a real Guinness Book category, but I'm willing to go with it if you are. Wednesday's signature by leasing company Nordic Aviation Capital made 88 firm and 42 options for 2011 for ATR, 28 of which had been announced previously. The previous record of sales announced at Paris was 53 orders and 15 options in 2007. At list prices, the new ATRs ordered totaled $2.8 billion, and the company's backlog grows to 233 aircraft worth $5.4 billion. ATR CEO Filippo Bagnato called it, quote, totally outstanding and historical, unquote. Diamond was flying a hybrid electric plane it calls the DA-36 E-Star at Paris last week. The two-place motor glider was built by Diamond, Siemens, Austro Engine, and Eads, based on Diamond's HK-36 Super Demona. The plane made its first flight June 8th at Vienna, Austria. The propeller is driven directly by an electric motor, which can produce a peak output of 93 horsepower for takeoff and climb using battery power. Once in cruise flight, the battery is recharged using a small Wankel engine, which runs at a steady 40 horsepower output. Siemens built the motor and controller and predicts further development can reduce the motor's weight substantially in the future. Eads provided the battery. Siemens aims to save 25% compared to the energy use of the most efficient current aircraft power plant technology, which kind of makes you wonder why they started with a rotary. A sample of lunar dust was nearly auctioned by Regency Superior Auctions in St. Louis last week, but the sale was stopped by the federal government and the material returned to NASA in Houston. The person who was hoping to sell the alien material, who has not been named by authorities, said she obtained it from her late husband, but it's still not known how the sample came to be in the late husband's possession. KMOX Radio in St. Louis reports that U.S. Attorney Richard Callahan believes the sample had been smuggled out of NASA along with several others by an employee. He said it was a very, very small amount on a piece of tape under heavy plastic. He said it apparently had passed through a German national who had divided up the sample and sold the smaller amounts. NASA confirmed the material was from the moon. Callahan said neither the anonymous consignor nor the auction house is being charged. And finally today, the Paris Air Show normally has an industry-focused portion early in the week, then opens to the general public in time for its closing weekend. Well, on Friday, when the latest Paris Air Show opened to the public, Airbus arranged a flash mob featuring about 200 employee volunteers who danced on the tarmac at Le Bourget to the tune of, appropriately, Higher by Tile Cruz. Airbus hopes to recruit more than 3,000 talented individuals from all over the world this year and offers more than 2,500 internships to get them started. There's no word yet on whether the job application asks about your dancing skills. That's the latest from Aero News. We have an ANN special feature for you today. CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves tells us why we should beware of unfamiliar aircraft, even those which are smaller and less advanced than what we usually fly. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.